Declan, it's been a very good season so far, but that's what's expected of Donegal minor teams at this stage. You've won a minor league and people kind of cock their noses at that. Now there's only one prize now that people want.
Well, listen, we all know that the Ulster Minor Championship is the big one, and that's what we aimed for going back when the draw was made. May the 17th was a date that was transcribed in our mind that this was where we wanted to be, and that's, you know, it's a week away now, and we're looking forward to it. Lads are in a good place, worked really hard. The league is always about finding players and finding a system of play, and you know, especially with a lot of new lads coming on board this year, and but those lads have taken it really, really well, and you know, it's a great competition for places there.
You won the league last year, you won the Ulster Championship last year. Did you learn a lot from last year? Have you done things a bit differently this year?
Not really, Tom. I mean, the one thing, especially with a young bunch of players, and you know, I was there for 2 years in an advisory capacity with Stephen Field, just looking at minors. I also looked at other setups in terms of where other teams were at, and you know, the one thing that at the age, you know, belief's a big thing, and you know, lads coming into some of them. You know, are we good enough to be here? Are we good enough at that level? And we used to look, I think, maybe too much at Tyrone and Derry in terms of their college systems. And I think we were putting excuses and stuff in the way. But, you know, we took the league seriously. We wanted to build that belief that these lads were good enough to play Tyrone and play Derry in minor league matches and won them. And that's what we've done. And, you know, that once you get that and you get that belief within the squad, I mean, there's a good squad of players there. There's no doubt about that. And there's a good squad of players in Donegal most years at minor level. It's just about to get that belief in the get that system right and get those lads working hard together, you know.
Well, on the back of last year's success, I'm sure it was easier to instill confidence and belief in this year's squad maybe than it was in last year's at the start.
Well, yeah, possibly, exactly, yeah, because Donegal hadn't done much, you know, in the previous 10 or 15 years at minor level, and you know, it's great to do back-to-back at Ulster minor league level. Now the big thing for us is the Ulster Minor Championship, and that starts against Tyrone, and we know that Tyrone will come in the McCool Park, and they'll be well prepared. It'll be the match that we had against them in Strabane, and the league will have no bearing on how the game pans out next week. But you know, our boys are in a good place. They've trained really, really well, and mentally and physically I think, you know, that they're ready for the challenge ahead.
Reflecting on the league, you tried out a lot of players come through, a lot of players answered questions.
They did indeed, Tom. Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, I think maybe overall we have a stronger squad this year. People are putting the thing out. I mean, is it better than last year? I mean, only time will tell at the end of the day how good the squad is. And, you know, we work hard with them. There's a good management team there that work really, really hard and diligently with this group. And, you know, those lads that have come on have answered all the questions that have been put to them. And, as I say, they do work extremely hard. They're a very dedicated bunch. They're a very disciplined bunch. And, you know, it's been a pleasure working with them.
I know one can never read too much into the minor league, but the one thing that I noticed this year that you were, maybe what you did this year that you weren't doing last year, is you are winning with big margins. You are putting teams away and putting them away well.
Yeah, it's something that we did speak about. We spoke about it last year. I mean, in terms of being ruthless, you know, it doesn't matter what teams put out in front of you, you get on top, you have to bury them. And that's what, I mean, we've done that to a degree this year. You know, if you take it back, Tom, to the All-Ireland final, the one thing at the back of my mind and probably the management team last year was that we weren't putting teams away as well. We were creating a lot of chances. We weren't finishing chances last year. And that came back to haunt us in the All-Ireland final. Kerry were more clinical. They took their scores. We had three or four goal chances. We didn't take them. And at the end of the day, Kerry won Ireland. So, you know, it was a harsh lesson, to be quite honest, and it was something that, you know, was always there that we worked on, but it just didn't come on match days for some reason or other. You know, the players in question, when it came to that, we weren't finishing, or we weren't putting teams away. And
is it down to the work you've done, or is it down to the personnel?
No, I think it's possibly the personnel, to be quite honest. And you know, as I say, it's all about the team. I mean, this one thing that we try and install in any of the teams we've been with, it's not about the individual. I don't care who puts the ball in the back of the net, as long as it's the right pass at the right time, and you know, it's been clinical, it's been ruthless, it's been making that decision making at the final and that final third. And you know, I think these boys have been very, very good at that this year.
Talk to me about Tyrone. You mentioned it earlier that you beat them well in Strabane in the league, but you know, there's a lot of talk that this is a quite talented Tyrone bunch of players.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They have a very, very talented bunch. I mean, have a number of the academy boys that lost the final this year in the colleges, and you know, they have a couple of boys back from injury. David Mulgrew's back, who played in an All-Ireland minor final at 15. He's back playing, a very good player. You have Cormac O'Hagan and Fenton McClure also playing up front. Good players. James Darcy's back from an ankle injury, and Colin Campbell, who played for Dungannon also. So backbone, very, very good side. You know, they'll be well managed by Mickey Donnelly. They've also Ricey McManaman and Brian McGuigan and involved in the backroom team, and they'll be well prepared. We know it's going to be a battle, and we're preparing ourselves for that.
Is there a little bit of pressure on Donegal going into this game, the fact that it's home, the fact that you're the reigning champions, the fact that you're expected to do well?
Well, expectations have been high, there's no doubt about that, right through the league and going into the championship, but it's how you handle it. And you know, we do an awful lot of work with these lads, you know, in terms of not just the physical side, in terms of strength and condition and the work that we do on the ground, but we also do a huge amount of mental preparation. And you know, I think that work, that's done on that side of things, is so vital. And you know, I think come Sunday that these lads will be ready for that.
And on the injury front, how are things? How is the state of the health?
You know, we had injuries, no doubt about that. We had a couple of long-term injuries in terms of Keelan McDade from Termin and Conor Doherty. Nisha O'Beal. Nisha came back training last week and looks to be going okay. Conor Doherty and Keelan McDade back training this evening. First time that they've come through a full training session, which is pleasing. So we'll see how they react now, and we'll have a look at them over the weekend again. But at this stage, fingers crossed, it looks like we're going to have a full strength squad to pick from.
And what's it going to take next Sunday against Tyrone?
Well, listen, it's going to take a huge amount of effort. It's going to take, you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work. There's no doubt about that there. It's also going to take, you know, it's going to take that skill. It's going to take that pace that we have. It's going to take a lot of those things. It's going to be clinical when we get those chances. You know, we came 2-3 years ago, Tyrone came in the ball with Finn, and he got kicked 19 wides on that occasion. We've got to put away our scores on the board, whether it's from place balls or whether it's from play. We've got to be clinical. We've got to take those scores, and we've got to work extremely hard. And it'll take 21 players. It'll take 5-6 players coming off the bench in that last 20 minutes to get over the line, because we know that Tyrone are a decent side, a very, very good side. And, you know, we're not taking them lightly.